SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As the investigation of Wednesday night's Washington aviation disaster ramps up, a veteran helicopter pilot chimes in on the hazards of flying in the area where the crash occurred.
Retired Army helicopter pilot Darrell Feller is familiar with the area around Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport.
I had that exact same incident several years ago where I was flying south down the route at night, and there was a commercial jet landing on 33, and I could not see him.
Feller says it doesn't matter if weather conditions are clear.
Moving lights, they get mixed up with ground lights, with cars. You just can't see them, even with goggles on. Goggles actually make it worse down there. It's so bright.
Feller says he has warned pilots he's trained to be on the lookout for jets using runway 33. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump has signed an executive order directing the FAA to scrap DEI hiring policies.
We want the most competent people. We don't care what race they are.
Also at SRNnews.com, the president's Department of Government Efficiency says it's already saving American taxpayers about $1 billion per day.
This week, DOGE shared some examples of its cost-cutting decisions. It revealed the termination of three leases of nearly empty office spaces, as well as the cancellation of certain DEI contracts. But on Thursday, DOGE released more updates. The report declared that in 10 days, DOGE has already saved the U.S. $34 billion. On social media site X, the department called it a good start, but said the number needed to increase to over $3 billion a day.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. A federal law barring those under 21 from buying handguns from a licensed firearms dealer has been struck down by a federal appeals court. Three-judge panel on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, New Orleans, says the law violates the Second Amendment. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 128 points, NASDAQ ahead 153. This is SRN News. A Republican senator introduces a bill aimed at protecting kids.
Josh Hawley's measure is designed to allow young people who regret their sex change operations to sue the doctors and hospitals who carry them out. The Missouri Republican calls it the Protecting Our Kids from Child Abuse Act. Hawley says our children should no longer suffer from irreversible and dangerous child mutilation procedures which the Biden administration enabled and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More anti-Semitism in Australia. Three more cases of hateful graffiti at Jewish institutions discovered across Sydney on Thursday. While Australian political leaders decried as terrorism an incident of explosives found in a trailer on the city's outskirts. Lawmen say the trailer contained a list of Jewish targets together with a store of power gel, an explosive used in the mining industry. There have been numerous anti-Semitic attacks on synagogues and Jewish schools in Australia over the past 2 months. This is SRN News. Europe's economy grinds to a halt.
The European Union's statistics agency, Eurostat, said that gross domestic product was flat with a zero increase in the last 3 months of the year in the 20-nation Eurozone. Leading economies, Germany and France, are both unsettled by political turmoil. Germany's confusion could clear up after a national election on February the 23rd, following the collapse of Social Democrat Chancellor Olaf Scholz's governing coalition. The alliance had been mired in months of bickering over what to do about the economy. I'm Karen Chavas.
South Carolina preparing to execute a third inmate to be put to death since September as the state goes through a backlog of prisoners who exhausted their appeals while the state could not find lethal injection drugs. Marion Bowman Jr.'s execution scheduled for this evening. He was convicted of murder in the shooting death of a man in 2001. More details at SRNnews.com.